Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Galaxy Brains podcast. This is episode four. Today we're talking about the simulation theory.
Yes.
This is Savannah's absolute favorite, so this is going to be a lot of Savannah, which I'm okay with.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay.
Everyone loves you.
They don't know me.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Anyway, so if you're new here, we have a song of the week.
Yeah.
And it's a little sign that we do every episode. So Savannah, what's your song?
White Ferrari by Frank Ocean.
Nice. I don't know why I thought a white horse from White or whatever from
what?
Bad Baby, which is like white jays, white horse.
That should have been my
Bobby.
I just like Frank Ocean.
I heard good things about
White
him.
Ferrari. You should listen to that song.
Nice.
What's yours?
Mine is Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. Yes.
Dua Lipa.
I love Dua Lipa. She's one of my favorite. Yeah. I saw her in concert in 2017, and it was a good concert.
You know who I saw in concert in 2017?
Taylor Swift.
No.
No one.
Panic at the Disco.
You did? Wow.
Thank you.
Well, I thought Taylor Swift was your only concert.
No, that was my second.
Nice. So, was Panic at the Disco your first?
Yes.
Nice. My first was Fall Out Boy.
Really?
I've seen Fall Out Boy like 3 times.
I never saw Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. I never seen Fall Out Boy. Who is it?
I'm sorry.
Is it a singular boy who falls?
I've never seen that Fall Out Boy.
I've never seen that Fall Out Boy.
Never even heard of it. That's crazy.
Yeah. Was there a song, Centuries?
I listened to that song in like 6th grade.
Yeah.
Literally the only Fall Out Boy song.
Wow, that's rough. They were my emo phase, so I knew like every single song by them. You know, I had like my One Direction phase like a year before. Like, my hard One Direction phase, like, a year before I felt my emo phase. So, it was just, like, my playlist was mixed with One Direction, like, that's what makes you beautiful, and then, rah, rah, rah.
I listened to their one album. What was it? The purple one.
Mania?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that, I'm gonna be real honest.
I thought you got it on CD.
I do.
I remember, like, looking, like mm-hmm. you posted about it.
Yeah, I know, I have it, but I never fully listened to it, because I listened to a couple of songs, and I hated it. So,
yeah.
Old Fall Out Boy is where it's at. Infinity on High, period, okay. Is where it's at. Yeah,
I'll listen to it.
So, and when I saw Dua Lipa, I really fell in love with her. It was when she was first, like, starting out. It was, like, a couple months after New Rules came out. Mm-hmm. It was, like, when New Rules was popping, so she was still mm-hmm. new to, really, the industry, the big industry. And she had, she blew a kiss at me.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
You specifically?
Yes, me. Like, she kept making eye contact with me. I was also 3rd row, so I was right in her face most of the time. And I was there like, I'm only here for Fall Out Boy. I don't care about pop music. Pop music sucks, you know? I had, like, a bright red Fall Out Boy, like, mm-hmm. hoodie on, like, and I had, like, a bunch of, like, Visco girls next to me. It was a really, and they're like, oh my god, Dua Lipa!
I love Dua Lipa.
Yeah, me too. And so she blew a kiss, she like,
maybe it was like her peace offering.
It was. I think she was, and I was like, okay.
I mean, if you say so.
I mean, if you offer, I'll go ahead. Literally, like that. So yeah, and I really fell in love their songs. So today we're talking about the simulation theory. And this is Savannah's favorite theory.
Yes, it is! I don't know if I believe in it.
You definitely believe in it.
I don't know if I do. Mm. I'm on the fence.
So, to begin with, Savannah, what is the simulation theory?
So, the simulation theory is the theory that we're all living in a simulation.
What is a simulation?
So, you know, like, the game, The Sims?
Right.
It's like we're all in a game of Sims.
So, if we run into walls, you are definitely a Sim.
Yes. That there's like a 1 in like a billion chance that we're not living in a simulation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Elon Musk believes it.
And so does Stephen Hawking.
Everybody believes it.
Yeah.
That's so weird. It's really crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Elon Musk believes it.
It must be real.
It must be real.
He named his kid
like an emoji, basically.
Yeah. Like the code for an emoji.
The code for the new SpaceX thing. The code for the SpaceX launch is yes. The kid's name, definitely. He, like, pulled, like, a Prince. Like, Prince changed his name to a symbol, and he was like, I must be unique. Him and Grimes are like, yeah.
Yeah. That was really...
That's a whole different story right there. So Ben and I have a lot of weird coincidences. It's like cue cards.
We do. A lot of them. And they escalate.
Yeah, they do.
Like when I start talking about it with other people, they, like, it's insane how many I have.
I mean, maybe everyone has a lot of weird coincidences, but they don't talk about it. So that's why we notice it so frequently, because we talk about it a lot.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think I have an abnormal amount.
I mean, I agree, but it could just be because we talk about it a lot.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, to begin with some of our weird coincidences, one of mine that happened, I guess I'll just talk about some of my separate ones, and then a couple with us both, and then some of Savannah's separate ones. But my dad and I were driving on the highway, and we were talking about Jeep Renegades. And it's a new Jeep, and I was looking at the colors, and there's an orange color. It's very, like, unique, and I was like, oh, I really like this color orange. And, like, there was a specific name, but I don't remember it. And so my dad was like, I've never seen, like, a car like that. And so I turned my head to the right to look outside my window, and as that happened, I was looking, a Jeep, orange Jeep Renegade, the exact car I was talking about, passes us.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
I start, like, screaming about it, and my dad's like, yeah, I like that color. Like, he's so nonchalant about it. I'm like,
Mikey.
I'm like, what the heck? And then I was on TikTok, and I was just, like, scrolling through my For You page, and this girl was, like, screen recording her screen, and she was, like, looking in the mirror, and I, like, scrolled up a little bit, and, like, her time was exactly the same time as the time I was on my phone, and then I look over to, like, the screen where it was, and she had, like, the exact same phone case, the exact same phone as me, like, through, like, the mirror that she was looking through, and I was freaking out. I could not believe it. I was like, that's too weird of a coincidence.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That both the time, I mean, it was the same phone, same phone case, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Because everyone has an iPhone 11 in black and a sparkly phone case to go with it, you know? But say, like, it was the exact same time, that could only happen twice.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
It's not possible.
Anyways. Some of your experiences.
So, I was listening to this song, and it was called Everybody Hates Me, okay? Because I was just feeling kind of low. And then my brother got mad. He gets mad a lot. He's like 6, maybe 7. I think he's 6.
So he has tantrums.
He has a lot of tantrums. And this little girl was over that I babysit. Her name is Sienna. And she was, like, playing with my sister, and then she came in while I was listening to the song, and she was like, Brantley's angry at everybody, and he just wrote Everybody Hates Me all over the wall. And I was, like, so my brain, like, it was so crazy. I just stood there, like, for, like,
that's
2 minutes.
That's so weird. That one freaks me
out. It was
freaky. That one freaks me out.
It was so crazy.
Yeah.
And then when I was listening, it's always when I'm listening to music, I was in the car, and we were driving to, like, Kentucky to pick up our camper, and I was listening to a song called Forgiveness by Paramore. Great song. And then this car drove past, and they had a bumper sticker that said Forgiveness.
That's weird. Maybe try and give you a sign. Forgive.
No.
And to not let Brantley make everything everyone hates him.
Maybe God is telling me to forgive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
And more weird stuff than I have been. Yeah. And then there's, like, manifestation. So if you don't know what manifestation is, it's like, if you believe that something's going to happen, then it's going to happen. So if you say, I think I'm going to get a raise, you know, and soon. Yeah. And then you keep on saying, I'm going to get a raise soon. If you really believe that you are, then you're going to, then, you know, your boss will say, oh, you're going to get a raise. And you're like, wow.
I am still, as much as I feel like I've been manifesting things, I'm still on the fence about what
I think I believe it, basically. I think I do. I don't know. We manifest texts for each other all
we
the time.
We do, you're right.
It's like the minute that we're about to text each other, it's like, oh, it's pretty, we
right.
text each other.
We also, like, send TikToks at the same time.
We do.
So, I mean, I guess, but I don't know. Because that feels just, like, weird. Like, if you can just say, hey, I want this to happen.
Well, I guess when I said I really like the Jeep Renegade Orange, and I turned, and there's, like, a Jeep Renegade Orange. car right next to me. That's kind of like, oh, hi, you know? That's a little weird.
Yeah. See, my anxiety really freaks me out with this because, like, I think if I think a bad thing, then it's going to happen, even if I don't mean to. Like, it'll just be, like, a bad, like, thought, and, like, it'll manifest.
Yeah.
I don't want
that. Well, I guess, you shouldn't have a negative mindset anyway, so I guess it's a way to avoid being so negative all the time, too.
Well,
that's a change you need to make.
I also don't like that you can, like, alter other people with it.
I don't think that's the point of
it. But you can.
That's stupid. If you manifest going after, if you manifest a boyfriend, that boyfriend, there's a whole thing that if you, like, manifest a guy, like, say that you literally, like, Roger.
Roger.
And Roger's dating Brittany, all right?
Roger and Brittany.
And if you're like, man, I really want Roger to break up with Brittany and be with me, and you keep on trying to manifest that, you're gonna get bad juju. You're gonna get bad stuff heading towards you.
But even if the person is not with someone, I still feel like that's wrong.
That is wrong. You shouldn't. I think they should be with you because they want to be with you. But if the universe is telling them to be with you, then...
But it's you. You're like, universe, please.
It's like telepathically to the universe. Yeah. You're, hey, universe, tell such and such I like them.
Tell them to send them a sign.
It's like whispering in the universe.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, but I feel like I manifested like my success, success on Redbubble.
I just think you got that because you're talented.
No, I think I did. Because I definitely, in the beginning of the year, was like, I'm gonna make $1,000 this year, you know? Because I was just starting, I made about, like, I made $200 at that point once the end of the year came. And so I was like, I want to reach $1,000. I reached $1,000, like, 2 months after that, I feel like. And so that was, like, really weird for me. I mean,
yeah, that's...
it was really fast. I didn't think I would go that fast, you know? And if you listen to Nicole Raffi's podcast, Talk Nasty with me. She talked about how she definitely manifested her success on YouTube too. Where in the beginning of the year she said, I want to have 10,000 subscribers. She had like 200 and something. And she reached like 100,000 that year. So you have to put in the work to get to manifestation.
What kind of work would you put in?
But I mean, if you say, I'm gonna like lose 50 pounds, you know, you're not gonna just sit back, eat potato chips, say, universe,
but that is what
you're gonna make me lose. No, it's not. You have to actually believe it's gonna happen. You gotta work towards it.
Well, if you just believe it really hard,
it's not gonna happen, sister.
That's what manifestation.
You have to work through it. You have to work towards it, though. When I was manifesting getting more success on Redbubble, I put up more designs. I had more of a creative flow. Like, my crib juices were flowing more during that time, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like manifestation is a thing. Also, a weird coincidence that happened with us was that my dad was wearing a Yoda t-shirt, and I was looking at it, and I was like, his hands kind of look like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle hands. And he was laughing at me about that. I was like, it literally looks like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, because there's like three fingers.
Yeah.
And it's gross, and I hate it. And so, I looked at it on my phone, and I see, like, Savannah sent me a new text message. And so I look on it, and literally she had sent me a picture from, like, 7th grade. And in the background were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I thought it was a funny picture.
It is a funny picture. But I was so freaked out, because I started talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No.
I didn't know. It was the universe. I just got the urge to send you that picture.
The universe told you to.
Okay.
I manifested Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You did. You manifested that picture of me from, like,
exactly,
sixth grade.
Exactly. So, what else do you want to talk about with the simulation?
Oh, I wanted to talk about when I was, like, texting people about how I thought the simulation was real. Like, that one night that I was having, like, a big dilemma with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lights, like, the power my room went out.
That was weird.
It was really terrifying. Weird. I just sat there like, I wasn't even like fazed. I was like, if this was
like, yeah, this is the universe. This is the government.
I'm sorry. Like, apologize to the universe.
Well, that happened to my, I told you that happened to my family before. And basically, when we first moved into my house, it's been like 11 years or something. We were convinced there was a ghost in my house, all right? Because my mom saw, like, shadow things, and my dog always freaked out and stuff. And so we were in my parents' room, everyone. I have 6 people in my family in total. And we were just sitting in my parents' room, and we were talking about ghosts. And we were like, the shadow man. And all of a sudden, the lights turned off. And
That's
it was
weird.
So so terrifying. Yeah. And I literally, like, jumped on my dad and started wailing. Because at that time, I was a child. Mm-hmm. I was, like, 6, 7, I don't know. And I was terrified of ghosts. So it was my worst nightmare ever. It was so terrifying.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it was, like, only my parents' room went out. And no one in the neighborhood had this problem either. So it was kind of like...
It was a ghost.
Yeah, the ghost, like, flipped the breaker and was like, ha-ha!
100%.
Yeah, you figured me out!
You can't know all that. You can't know all
that. So, now, and then after that, I avoided saying anything about ghosts. I was like, he's gonna get me.
I'm not that scared of ghosts.
I am terrified.
I used to be, but I'm not really anymore.
I feel like I grew out of it, but still, if, like, I was like, there's a demon in your house, I'd be like...
Yeah, the owl. Demons I'm afraid of. But, like, just, like...
I don't think there's a ghost in my house energy anymore. Yeah.
Like, of people that are dead. It does not scare me that much, but... Interesting. I think it should, but it doesn't really anymore. But, like, demons and, like, Satan stuff, that freaks me out. I get scared sometimes, because you never... Like, you can only ever see through your eyes.
Yeah.
So, everything could be fake.
You're right.
Like, you could be fake.
I don't think I'm fake.
You could be. All right? You can very easily.
No, it just freaks me out because sometimes I'll look at someone and be like, I feel like I can see me through their eyes, you know? It's weird to think that, like, I'm a living being. I can see everything. I can hear myself talk. But also, I have a different perception of myself than you do of me. No, we don't truly see each other. We, like, see ourselves, I guess. You know? We see each other... Oh, my gosh. We see ourselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
But that's just a reflection. It's not how we actually
look. Yeah, that makes me mad.
That makes me mad, too.
I want to see myself.
And scientists, I've read something, like, I don't even know if it was real or not, but, like, they said, like, scientists, like, if you passed yourself on the street, you wouldn't think that was you or something like that. Or, you wouldn't recognize yourself. And it was also, like, if you see yourself, like, passing on the street, you would think, like, oh, that person's ugly or that person's pretty, but... You talk about that to yourself, you know? So if you think you're ugly and all of a sudden you see yourself on the street, you're like, wow, she's really pretty, that's kind of weird.
It would still just be me thinking I'm ugly.
No. Yeah. So I don't know, it kind of freaks me out how people see things differently than other people.
Yeah, well, I just, like, there's no way. There's no way to prove that anything is real but you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I get down that hole where I'm like, well, how did that shelf get made? Well, with wood. Where did wood come from? From trees? Where did trees come from? From seeds? Where did these seeds come from?
Right.
I just get down, like, a hole.
Also, how do we just have, like, unlimited amount of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, we're just on one planet.
How did that planet have the supplies we need?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And how come, like, when you look at Earth, when you look at Earth, you look at a globe, it's like, oh, you can see, like, the countries. And then you zoom in further and further and further and further, and you see, like, you know, buildings and mountains and stuff coming out, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you go to, like, when you zoom in on the moon, it's just, like, gray rock, gray rock, yeah. Gray rock, gray walk.
Yeah.
Walk. Gray rock. And so it's like, how is there nothing else, you know? It just freaks me out.
Yeah, see, this is where my dilemma with, like, religion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the simulation theory makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, because I'm a Christian, and, like,
I'm a Christian,
and I feel like I need to think, you know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But, so what do you mean, like, you're trying
like,
to
make I feel like the simulation theory would make it all, like, everything would be fake, and everything would just be, like, a... Like, everything would just be, like, a coincidence that everything happened, and it's just, like, this, like, game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, in religion, it's every single thing matters, and that you are, like, made in the vision of God and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, part of me is, like, you know, it makes sense that this is a simulation.
Yeah.
And then part of me is, like,
Well, the whole religion thing is just very, like, confusing and scary to me, honestly, because... I was texting about this the other day. I went down a deep, dark hole of,
Mary.
Yeah, of Mary, and it was because I saw, what movie is that? Da Vinci's Code, that's what it was. Da Vinci's Code, which is also a book. It's a banned book in a lot of places because it questions religion and Christianity and stuff. And so I was asking her a lot of questions about religion because I don't know a lot about religion.
I know too much.
Yeah, because you went to... a religious school, you know?
For a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, I went to church as a child, but I don't suck up any information. I know Jesus and Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is my favorite story. You want to know why? Because it's the only story I know.
I mean, most people, that's the only one that they know.
Yeah, exactly. A ship with animals, you know?
So,
it was, like, weird for me to dive deep into that book and movie and, like, really look at all the nitty-gritty details. Like, Mary Magdalene, I think her name is.
Magdalene.
Whatever. Magdalene. We're from the country. Magdalene. It was, like, she's a follower of Jesus, but, like, the movie, like, goes into, like, she was Jesus's wife and stuff, and there's a Jesus bloodline and stuff. I'm like, well, if there's a Jesus bloodline, then
who is it?
Are they, like, sacred? Like, are they, like, the perfect people ever? Because it's Jesus' children.
How is Jesus perfect? How did he never sin?
That's a good question.
Because sinning, there's so many things that qualify as sinning.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, cutting your hair is a sin. Did he never cut his hair?
No, he didn't. Remember, he had really long hair.
It wasn't that long.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. Well, I guess times have changed. You know how everyone's, like, who, like, what kind of steps in their water because they look so, like, weird, you know? It was, like, what? Whatever time that was, forever ago.
Also, no one actually knows what Jesus looks like. Everybody just makes that up.
He's Middle Eastern.
Yes, and everybody thinks that he's this white
dude.
He's
white. He's not white. And when I told my mom that he's white, my mom's like, oh my God, you are a Satan lover. Like, she, like, hated me for telling her that. I'm like, Mom, they literally found, like, they found, like, DNA of him. They're able to, like, make a face out of him. But the thing is, was Jesus real, real? I mean, were his followers just making him seem like
that's another
a god?
Thing.
And, you know, to when he actually did some, like, shady things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he could touch, like, an elderly man, he's like, oh, I'm fixed, you know?
Yeah.
That's a little, that's not true, that's impossible.
Yeah.
You have to walk the fine line between mystical and real life with that.
Yeah, a lot of, there's some people who just believe in the Old Testament
because
they don't think that Jesus was real or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that makes sense to me. I feel like the New Testament is really, like,
it's very mythical.
It's, like,
you know?
Yeah, like, out of this world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is God.
Yeah, that's true. God is out of this world.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. It's just, it's weird to think about how, you know, if we are in a simulation and, like, God and stuff isn't real, then who made him? Is God, are people making us in the simulation?
A lot of people, like, think that the entire thing of God was made to give, like, people, like, a sense of security.
You know? When they die.
Yeah, like, there's something. Like, you're not just gonna die, don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, this way to keep people from, like,
which
going
I
insane.
Could totally see that. Like,
I could
see
that.
Because, I mean, I believe there's a heaven, and I hope that there's a heaven. Like, of course, when, you know, my grandpa died, I'm like, I want to see him again, you know? So it's just, I would love to be able to see, like, my loved ones again, especially because my parents are probably going to be dead at the point that I die, most likely.
Mikey
and Debbie. And so, I mean, I hope I get to see them again, but the thing is, the fear that I won't, it's, like, kind of overwhelming sometimes.
I just don't like the idea of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there being a hell. Sometimes I feel like hell was just, like, this thing that people made to keep people, like, in check. Because that would also make sense.
Yeah.
And, but, like, why would, like, an all-loving God make a hell?
Well, we talked about this before. I'm like, personally, when I die, and if there's a heaven, I go to heaven, and all of a sudden I see Hitler and Ted Bundy up there. I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna stay up here.
I guess, but, like,
I mean, it could be where everyone's in their own personal heaven, where they're just with people they want
to
be with.
I don't even know what would be better, though. I don't know if it would be better just to live forever continuously or just, like, cease to exist, you know?
It's a little weird. It's a little gruesome.
like,
dark.
I don't know what would be better, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think you, I mean, you're not living forever, per se.
You are.
But, I mean, you're in, like, what is it called? Like, eternal happiness.
Yeah. Also, I don't want eternal damnation. And I feel like it's like a 50-50.
But as long as you don't kill someone, you're fine. That's my thing. If you truly don't do anything bad, you are going to go to heaven.
okay.
If you are gay and you do nothing except be gay, you're going to heaven.
That right there. That is my biggest issue with religion.
I think, okay, that's just conformity. And that's because you need a man and a woman to make, like, an actual baby. Mm-hmm. You know, but now, you know, time has changed. There's
science.
There's science, you know. You know? And, you know, religious people don't like science.
No, they don't.
So, that's probably why they're so, like, gay people are.
I just don't understand how that can be on the same level as someone who, like, murders someone. Sorry. Like, I don't understand how people can, like, put both of those things going to the same place for, like...
People are... Okay, but also, I mean, people hate, you know, other, like, they hate, like, black people and, like...
Yeah.
Middle Eastern people and... My Karen.
Karen.
You are a literal, like,
yeah.
Like, boring.
Like, who put white, like, I just saw a tweet, it said, like, white people act like Jesus left and put them in charge.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
No.
Did you know that in, like, 2050, everyone's expected to be, like, mixed?
I did see that.
That makes me feel better. I hope, though.
Mixed people are gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
Tired of the white people.
White people are obnoxious, and I am a white... We are white people. Yeah. I don't know. We're just crackers. We're like salting crackers. Who, in some of them, they get a little toasted when they lay out in the sun.
Yeah,
That's all this is. And it's just, like, the racism topic is a whole non topic.
Yeah, it is.
Where people will take black culture and be like, yes, I want this. And then the minute a black person needs help, they're like...
Yeah, people just use the culture.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't... Like people don't care that much about other races. It makes sense.
Minority groups need to be represented.
Agreed.
Everyone's sick of white people. White men, especially white men.
Oh yes,
I'm sick of them. I'm not done with this conversation.
I don't want to be either.
No, we don't have to be.
What now?
I'm trying to think. You can edit this episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you have to cut out all of this.
Might keep it all in.
I'm gonna hate you.
We'll see.
Well, I get to double check it because I have to upload
what?
It.
What if I want to upload it?
No, I get to upload it.
I have the apps, too.
Well, I have... I have to put it into the video player and stuff. Okay. And I put it on SoundCloud and stuff, too.
We can talk about the Mandela effect.
Mandela effect is real, 100%.
Do you believe in it?
I believe parallel universes.
Yeah, well, duh. It just got confirmed.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah, it's true. Parallel universes is just, like, it freaks me out. I haven't done a lot of research in parallel universes because it scares me a little bit. Just, like, podcasts, I picked up some knowledge and stuff. and, I don't know, if there's a parallel universe where there's a Jen on another universe who has a different life, or, like, she took a different path, like, say this Jen never went through a heartbreak, let's just say that. How is she? Is she okay? I feel like she would have much lower standard than she does now.
I think that you needed to go through those things
exactly.
To be who you are.
Yes.
And a person without that experience would not be as cool as you are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But Black Mirror. Okay.
Dude, you know what I want to do?
What?
We should have another sleepover sometime and watch more Black Mirror.
That was good. Yeah, that was
fun. I'm serious.
Yeah. But the Black Mirror episode that we watched last time was the, Hang the DJ, and it was with a dating app, and, it was, like, it has 99.6 success rate, because out of, I want to say, like, 1,000, people, this is spoiler alert if you, haven't watched it, but out of, like, 1,000 people, like, 997 people, a couple didn't run away from, like, this, system. It was just, like, a little box. It was kind of like The Giver, mm-hmm. where it was, like, a tiny box, or, like, society, basically.
I never watched The Giver, which is weird, because Taylor Swift is in it.
Really? It's a good movie.
Is it? Because I heard it was bad.
No, I liked it a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I'll watch it.
I like the book better, though. Yeah. But... It's, like, are we, in, like, a parallel universe where, you know, I could be a dead in another universe, you know? It's, like, kind of that thing where, you know, one decision could, like, affect it all, you know? Mm-hmm. So it just makes me kind of think about my life. Yeah. It kind of scares me. And, like, Mandela Effect is when, like, the parallel universes, like, switch around. Berenstain Bears?
Yeah.
Berenstain Bears?
That one freaking messes me up.
It's not Berenstain Bears. It's Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. I remember staying up till, like, 12 midnight on the, like, this kid's channel where Berenstain Bears would play. Mm-hmm. Berenstain Bears. Berenstain Bears. Berenstain Bears, no.
Yeah. That
no.
freaks me out.
No.
That one and
for Whiteout. Movies.
Whiteout.
What is a Whiteout? It's W-I-T-E.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Look That's it so stupid. Why would they do...
Good question.
That's not real.
If we're in a parallel universe, it's definitely Whiteout.
Like, yeah, because it's white. And
it's
you
white.
Whiteout.
Yeah. Why? Nobody copyrighted the name White. They could have used White. Like yeah. That. Cheez-Its, it's like...
Yeah, that one's weird.
That one's weird.
The Febreze one sent me into, like...
That's not right. That's not right.
So bad.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, being a kid and, like...
Being Febreze!
Yes. Like, yeah. Like, going to the store, like... I remember going with my grandma, and, like, oh, look, grandma! Febreze!
Yeah. It's like, Febreze! Oh, my God, that's so obnoxious. I hate it.
I
hate it.
I just watched a movie about the Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild. It's on Hulu. It's called The Mandela Effect. You should watch it. It's kind of like... I mean, it's like weird. Like, it's like mythical or whatever. But like, this dude... So apparently... not apparently, I watched it. So this dude, like... What?
Oh, I got a notification.
Oh, so this dude, his daughter died, and she was, like, 10 or something, and then he was like, this wasn't supposed to happen. He was, like, all convinced that it was, like, because they, like, went into another universe or something.
Oh, really?
And then he got really into, like, the Mandela Effect, and then he, like, put a code in or something, and then it switched the universe, and then he went back into a universe where his daughter was alive.
That's weird.
But then his wife in the new universe where his daughter was alive, like...
Something happened to her.
She realized that, like, that wasn't supposed to be there. Like, her daughter wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And then she, like, started going insane.
Oh, my gosh.
And then everything kept, like, cracking and stuff.
The butterfly effect. The butterfly effect, it's, like, if something happens that it was supposed to happen but it doesn't, then something else is going to be affected. So, in the video game, Life is Strange, this was a very big effect.
I remember that.
I loved Life is Strange.
Me too.
And... So, in there, spoiler alert if you haven't played the game or seen, like, a gameplay of it, but, basically, the main girl, I don't remember her name, but she can, turn back time.
Max,
yep, that's her name. And she could turn back time and stuff. And so, and she could also travel through pictures. And so, her best friend, it was, like, her childhood best friend, her name is Chloe. And, her dad had died, and Chloe had gone down, like, a dark path because of that. And so she went back into a photo where Chloe had her dad alive. And instead of her dad dying, Chloe actually became paralyzed. Like, she got in, like, a bus accident. And, like, the day that her dad died.
Yeah.
When I played that through, I was like, oh my god.
Did you play it? I just watched other people play it.
Really? I played it, yeah. I was, like, crazy during that game. That was crazy.
Didn't Chloe and Max, like...
I don't remember anymore.
I'm pretty sure they, like, made, like, were a thing eventually, right?
I don't think so.
I thought they did.
I think that was something you could take. I don't think I took that path. But it's like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of story. Or game, sorry. And, you know, the butterfly effect really freaks me out. Oh. Interesting. But I know, it's one of my favorite video games. I think it was cool. If I had any superpower, I would love to time travel.
Me
like,
too.
travel through pictures. I would love to relive a picture.
That would be so great. I don't even think about that. I think of like flying and like invisibility. Mm-hmm. I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I remember when like in eighth grade, it was like, if you could have any superpower, and I was the only one who's like time travel.
He's like a loser.
Yeah. They're like time travel, and they're like, oh, so you want to go back to like dinosaurs? I'm like, no, I just want to like. Have you re-asked that question?
Yeah. Sorry, there's a kid caught my...
Interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to be invisible, though.
Yeah, it would be. I'd play pranks on people all the time.
Me too.
I'd go to school and see how people react that I'm not at school. I thought about this a lot.
I could just show you that. I could just, like, record it. Like,
yeah, true. Yeah, but then I'd, like, grab, like, a expo marker and write, Jen is dead. And I was like, oh my god!
Oh my god!
So like, or most of the time, they're probably like, who's Jen?
I would... What would I do? I would sneak into your house.
I don't want you to be invisible.
And then...
Now think about it. No, you're not allowed to be invisible. And the fact that you would sneak into my house...
She didn't let me finish. I would steal all of your bracelet-making stuff.
Thank you.
I would make a bracelet. Said,
I would steal your braces, and I would be like... That's kind of mean.
I would take it right out of your mouth and leave. Like,
I didn't realize snatch my retainers.
I would make a bracelet in your room while you're sleeping.
And then put it on. He said, hot. Savannah
yes,
was here.
Yes, yes. I would just put a bunch of bracelets on you while you're sleeping. And then you'd wake up and be like, how did these get here?
I probably think I've slept rock or did something.
You slept, made those bracelets? Yeah.
No, did I ever tell this story?
No.
The time? Okay. Probably not. I don't think I've ever told anyone this. But one time I fell asleep with music on, and I think I understand why this happened. I don't know why. I have a faint memory of this, or it was like a false memory that I made. But Hey Angel by One Direction was playing in my ears. And apparently, when I woke up, this happened. I remember waking up and hearing this in my headphones, and then I went back to sleep. But apparently my mom came in to wake me up. It was like a summer day or something like that. And Hey Angel was playing. Apparently I was on all fours going in circles on my bed. And this is when I had a twin bed, so I don't know how that worked. And when she said, Jen, are you okay? And I looked at her and I said, the angels are here. And then I hit the bed and went back to sleep.
I'm so surprised Debbie didn't take you to a mental
hospital. Oh, Debbie was about to take me to a mental hospital.
I would've.
She was like, are you possessed? Debbie was freaking out.
I would've been. That's crazy.
No, I literally was like, I'm possessed. I'm convinced. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I, like, unlocked a memory in my brain one day. I was like, I was listening to Hey Angel by One Direction. So I probably was like, hey, Angel. Like, angels are here.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I've only slept once. And really? It was down a flight of stairs.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, I fell.
Is that when you woke up?
No, I woke up the next morning, like, in a laundry basket. Like, at the end of the... Like, we had the stairway, and then there's a laundry basket at the end because the laundry room was right next to it. And I woke up in the laundry basket.
What the?
So...
Oh my god!
So I probably broke something, I don't know.
That's terrifying!
Ash sleepwalks.
Really? I sleep-talk a lot. Like, you have a whole conversation with me when I'm sleeping.
I should try that sometime.
Don't do that, please don't.
I know you do that. You've done that before. At, like, sleepovers.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, Leanne did it too one time. Do you remember that? Do you remember Victoria's birthday party?
Yes.
Do you remember Leanne, like, sleepwalking? Not sleepwalking, like, sleep-talking?
I don't know.
She did because we were both like laughing really hard at her.
Oh, yay. But she was snoring.
Oh, somebody slipped talking. I think it was you.
Probably me. I sleep talk all the time.
Might have been. I know somebody
probably
did.
Me. Yeah, that's why I have like the sleep where it records you when you're sleeping.
I should get
that. And I've like caught myself sleep talking.
I don't sleep talk though.
You don't? I don't know. My mom one time, she like said, oh, Jen, are you awake? And are you sleeping? And I like got up and was like, no, I'm awake. So someone like called me on my phone. I don't remember who it was. She's like, oh, they're on the phone. So apparently I like said hello, and then also they heard like snoring. So I mean,
I snore either. I think I just die.
I'm a hard mouth breather. I have a deviated septum, I think. So I feel like I can only breathe right out of like my right nostril.
Nostril.
And so I'm a heavy mouth breather.
Well, I'm also a really light sleeper.
Oh, I'm a deep sleeper.
I'm the lightest sleeper. I wake up at the drop of a hat.
I don't understand how that
happens. I don't either, but it happens.
I don't know. I can sleep through a freight train.
I barely sleep.
During New York, like, everyone else was having a hard time sleeping. I was like...
Yeah, dude, like, school trips, I do not sleep.
Oh, I sleep. I sleep hard.
That's so weird.
Band camp, I sleep amazingly.
Really?
Yeah.
I never sleep at
that's my
camp.
Shoe.
It's okay. I think they
know.
What about deja vu?
I'm just gonna talk about that. Thank you for hearing that. I have deja vu all the time.
Me
in the first episode or the second episode, it was the horoscope episode.
Yeah,
I got deja vu.
Deja vu
freaks me out. But I read something, it was like, when you get deja vu, that means like you're in the right moment at the right time. Like that means that, you know, your parallel universe is lined up or something like that. Yeah. So, and honestly, I kind of believe that sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that brings comfort knowing that, like, I'm freaked out by, like, hey, I've experienced this before. But maybe it's like, the universe, like, you're fine. you know,
this I hope so, because it really freaks me out. Sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, am I just, like, living in circles?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know, it freaks me out.
Deja vu is just so weird.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that they don't, like, know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
It's weird when you have it in your dream, too.
You have deja vu in your dream?
Yeah. Like, I definitely dreamed that I was going to do something, and then I did it. Like, one day later, like...
Oh, I do that.
Yeah. But, I'm like, I dreamed about this. Why is this happening?
Yeah, I think there's something deeper behind dreams as well.
Yeah, I agree. Dreams are weird.
Dreams are way too weird for my brain to just be like...
Dreams just, like, they really interest me, because it's... My dreams, I don't know if this is, like, your dreams, my dreams get very vivid. Like, to the point where I can smell, I can touch, I can taste everything that's going on. I mean, there's this thing where, like, you know that you're dreaming when you look up to the sky and, like, it's gone. Or, like, there's no sky. But, like...
My dreams are never like that. Like, everything always seems very, like, real.
I feel like I, like, maybe if I, like, you know, I have to pay attention, but like, the sky is the sky in my dreams.
Yeah.
You know?
But I do not know how to lucid dream. I think I lucid dreamed, like, once.
I don't know if I ever... I have sleep paralysis. That's also what I'm talking about.
Talking about it.
Yeah. So, I switched rooms. My brother moved out, and I had a smaller room, so I moved into his bigger room. And, in my old room, I had a lot of sleep paralysis in that room. I'm not too sure why. And, my sleep paralysis, I don't know if this is a deeper meaning to it, but it takes the form of people that I love. So, or people who have done me wrong in the past.
Have you ever been your sleep paralysis?
No, you've never been my sleep paralysis. Kaylin has been my sleep paralysis before. Yeah. So, like, people I'm scared of, or, like...
You're scared of Kaylin?
No, not Kaylin. No, not her.
You're
but people I love. And so, Kaylin was one. My sister was one. And,
Do you not love me?
Thank you. Well, you're gonna get past the point where, in my new room, I don't have sleep paralysis.
That's good.
Any, really. I don't think I had. I probably have, but I just don't remember it. But it's weird because, and then also there's like a old lady in white, like a very tall
really
lady,
freaky.
Who is in my sleep paralysis, and it's really scary. I hate having
We've talked about this on like the band bus.
Yeah. And then when I said the lady in white and the bus window dropped and we all screamed.
Oh my God, I remember that.
That was
I
so scary. That. And poor Leanne was in the corner crying. Leanne's so freaked out about
She's so freaked out about everything.
Yeah. That was so much. That was so funny, though.
Do you, like... I don't know. Like, I don't actually... I've never had sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
You're just, like, stuck there, right?
Yeah.
That's so freaky.
Yeah. I don't know how... I just, like... I, like, shake myself out of it. Like, I have to start and try and regain feeling, you know? But I can't scream or anything. I'm just, like, stuck there. And then I eventually wake up and I'm, like...
How long does it last?
It just kind of varies. I feel like it's a lot longer than it is.
Well, really. I mean, if you're...
I feel like it really is, like... It could be, like, from, like, 30 seconds to, like, 2 to 3 minutes. In actuality, you mm-hmm. know? And then I do, like, wake up and realize, like, oh, that was sleep paralysis. That was a dream. You know? I don't know. It's really weird how it happens. I don't know why in my old room I had a lot. In my new room, I don't have it ever.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Really weird.
I don't know if that's...
Maybe that room is haunted.
It probably is. Because I remember one of my sister's friends, she's like, she said that she like could see ghosts. And she said she saw like a mom like watching over me. And then I had like a woman who was like kind of like a mom. Had like
that's
a mom
weird.
Energy. But why actually my sleep paralysis, she was good, you know?
That's a good point.
Because usually you see like demons in your sleep paralysis, you know?
I want to experience sleep paralysis.
No, you don't.
I do, because I want to know what it's like.
You're
Everybody
pee
just
your
talks
pants.
About it.
It's terrifying. No, I have had it in my new room. That's the one I had my sister in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which sister?
Monica. Yeah. It was like the demon was Monica. It was like really weird. Like, I could
that
see it like
really
transform
weird.
Into her.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Other than that, it's usually just like a black thing in the corner.
I don't have sleep paralysis, but I think that like ghosts like, are in my house. Like, yeah. Like, since I was, like, a kid, I thought that it was a little girl and an old man. Mm-hmm. And I still think that.
It's so weird.
I think that the little girl's more towards the back of the house. Mm-hmm. This is gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna sound crazy. Like, I always, like, when I was little, I used to hear, like, a little girl's voice all the time.
That's so weird.
And, like, especially when I was in, it was my room, but now it's Lucy and Brantley's room. Mm-hmm. And I'd hear it, like, all the time. And, like, she would, like, whisper, like, in my ear, like, when I needed to wake up or something.
That happened to me once before, too.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then when I was in the shower, like, that part of the house. Yeah. I think that that's where the little girl is.
Yeah.
I think there's an older dude that's over here.
That's so weird.
And then I think it could be my grandpa because he died in the house.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would have bad energy.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, I've had, I don't know what this was, but I couldn't go to sleep one night. I had, like, major insomnia. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And I was, like, it was in my old room, and it was, like, up against the wall. So I was, like, turned and facing towards the wall, and I was, like, trying to go to sleep, and I couldn't. And all of a sudden I heard, like, a little girl, like, in my ear, and I feel like I could feel his breath. And it was, like,
yeah.
She, like, said a name. I don't even remember what the name was. She's, like, it's Christmas, wake up. It definitely wasn't freaky. Christmas. It was, like, May.
I would have been so disappointed.
Yeah. I was, like, what the?
That's so freaky.
I was so freaked out.
That
yeah.
was really weird.
I was like, I don't know. I think I was like 13 or something. I was like, I'm not going to bed.
No, I wouldn't yeah. either.
Yeah. But it's also weird how you still feel a presence, like,
yeah.
in there. When we first went into the house, we could feel, like, a presence of a ghost. But now we don't feel anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm home alone, I don't feel like anyone's there, you know? Mm-hmm. When before, I guess because I had, like, you know, placebo, where I knew, like, oh, there's people seen a ghost here, you know, it's mm-hmm. definitely here. But, like, I don't know, I feel like it's been so long, we haven't seen anything. I wonder if the ghost has gone towards the light
yeah,
now,
I
you know,
so.
It finished the job. But also, my sister said, like, she had a dream that, like, the ghost, like, came into, like, her dream and, like, told her how he died or something like that. So, I don't know how true that is.
That's wild.
Yeah. Which is very weird. And then all of a sudden, he, like, disappears. He got his story out, and he's like, see ya. Write a book about me.
Like, I have weird dreams. Like, after all of my relatives die, I would, mm-hmm. like, I have a dream. Like, the next, like, week or two, like,
yeah.
all my dreams are just about that yeah. relative. And, like, the first one that I have is usually, like, it's so weird, because it feels like they're, like, there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember, mm-hmm. like, right after my grandpa died in, like, 2012,
yeah.
I, like, had a dream, and it was, like, him and I, like, sitting on the porch, and he
yeah.
was just, like, telling me so much about, like, heaven and about life.
That's so weird.
It's really weird.
Oh, my God.
And he was, but he made it sound like it was nice, it was peaceful, and, like, everything was, like, I remember the dream specifically being, like, super bright and, like,
oh my
nice.
God.
And so, like, that's part of the reason why I'm still, like, a Christian.
Dude, I am a one now. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
Mm-hmm.
But then with my uncle, I remember the dream that I had with him right after was, like, dark. Like, it wasn't as light as my grandpa's was.
Yeah.
And he was, like, more upset. So I don't know what that meant.
That's kind of weird.
But
maybe he was just sad that he died.
I guess.
Yeah.
My grandpa wasn't. He was like, woo!
Yeah, he was like, I lived a
see ya, suckers.
Yeah, I am done. Yeah, well, I've had dreams about with dead relatives.
Yeah,
so
weird.
my dad and I actually had the exact same dream about 10 years apart. We had no idea until I told him, hey,
that's
I had this
so weird
dream. So my mom's dad died in 2006, and my dad afterwards had a dream where it was like he was laying down in bed and he was just looking up and he like could feel someone like by him.
That's crazy.
And he knew that it was my grandpa Kent,
mm-hmm.
and he was just, like, he was saying, like, Debbie, like, he kept on saying my mom's name, like, he was screaming out to my mom, like, your dad's here, like, you need to come here, you know, but, and then, the 10-year anniversary of his death, literally the 10-year anniversary,
mm-hmm.
I had the exact same dream, except
that's
I was in my bed, I had the covers over me, all right, and I was looking up, and I could see a figure right here, like, through my covers. It was, like, it was light, you know, I could see, like, the shadow, and I was, like, that's Grandpa Kent, that's Grandpa Kent, I knew it, and I was, like, Mom, come here, Grandpa Kent is here, like, it was
crazy,
and I told my mom about it, and my mom literally was, like, oh my God. And I was like, what? And she's like, your father had the exact same dream. I was like, no, he didn't.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Dude.
Are you freaked out now?
Yeah. You told me that before.
Yeah,
but you
I
didn't,
know.
Like, tell me it, like,
mm-hmm.
like in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah. I guess that was the first time really in detail.
Yeah.
And I was like, That's so weird. And I've had a lot of dreams of my grandpa too, my other grandpa, Pappy. So the last dream I've had with my other grandpa, Chuck.
Chuck.
Anyway, Pappy. So my grandpa. I had a lot of dreams with him, I feel like. But two actually. One was my grandma. She's still alive. But it was a dream that my grandma and I went up to heaven to see my grandpa, and it was
heaven dreams.
And it was like, it was so weird. And it reminded me of The Good Place.
I love The Good Place.
But also at the same time, Aladdin. Like, it had like a bunch of markets, but it was like on clouds and it was very light. Ooh. You know, it was really nice, and it was like a lot of marketplaces, and we were like having like, you know, like tea, and like it was like a little fun time, you know. I had like, I got like a souvenir. I got a shirt like, I visited heaven.
Yeah,
so it's just like heaven.
Heaven's just like this big marketplace.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to roam forever.
If they have an economy up there.
God, you know, he's breaking.
Yeah, he is. You gotta pay those angels, man.
Yeah, you know.
And the other one was really weird. It was like, it actually was like on his birthday or on his death date. I don't remember anymore.
It's weird if it's like on the dates like that.
I get that a lot. It's very strange. Too. And it was like, I was trying to like find him. And we were in like a snowy, like it was really cold. It was snowy. And it was like, we were in like, I want to say like a snow globe. It was like that. It was like a wonderland, but it was at the same time, like not. And we went to like this igloo, and it was like a snowman. And that's when I found him there. It was just like me by myself, like going to this like igloo, like wonderland snow place. And like I saw him there, and I was like, "What are you doing here? Like, what the heck?" And like I hugged him, like stuff. It was like weird. It was like he told me something I don't remember, which is kind of bad because I felt like for a while that it was like a message to me.
And you forgot it.
Yeah. It was something like, "I know you miss me, but, you know, I'm so proud of you," or something like that.
That's cute.
Yeah. I hope it was something cute like that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
You're doing terrible.
This is not the way I wanted to end up. You're stupid.
Going down the wrong path.
Yeah. I'm like, now you're like, period, no.
Period. So, yeah. Sorry. That's weird.
Yeah.
Igloos.
Igloos.
What's the igloo thing?
I don't know. You know, at least it wasn't hot and like, hell.
Yeah, that is good.
It's just cold.
Is heaven cold?
No, it's hot.
Why would heaven be hot if hell's hot?
Oh, whoa. I said hell's hot. I said it's hell cold, and I was like, hell's hot.
Heaven.
Maybe
is
it
heaven
is.
Just temperate?
Isn't it? My God. Well, if heaven's up, cold, we're in the middle. We get a lot of...
Yeah.
We get a lot. And then down there, it's hot. So maybe
so
it is
going to be cold all the time?
Maybe.
Or hot all the time.
Well, if you're dead, you're cold.
Well, I guess, but like if you're in heaven...
Maybe the in-between is cold. And then upstairs...
I'm so scared of the in-between.
I am okay with the in-between.
You awaken something in me. I'm so terrified of purgatory. Or like, I'm so scared of it because, like, everywhere that, like, I've seen so many things about it.
I'm scared it's gonna be, like, the upside down in Stranger Things.
I'm scared that I'm gonna be alone.
Know what? Oh my God, it reminds me. I remember, I mean, Ouija boards are bad, but.
Are they real?
I don't know. Are Ouija boards? I feel like
we should test one out.
No, because I don't want to open any portal for a demon to be like,
we should open it. Here.
No, we shouldn't.
I think we should.
No, we shouldn't. No. Because one, they attach to sad and lonely people, and I'm sad and lonely, and I know they'd be like, sucked on me. Like, yeah, this is what I wanted. But one of my favorite YouTubers, her name's CJades on YouTube, but it's Courtney Semple, and she had a very, very long Ouija board series. That's how I found her videos. She has about, like, 100,000 subscribers, I want to say. She's a small YouTuber, you know. And she had met this person named T, and, like, she had told her, like, about purgatory, because that's where she was. So, like, I'm guessing where the ghosts connect is in purgatory, because that's where she says she was. But she couldn't remember anything about who she was before. It was, like, kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, I know it was real, because I know that Courtney wasn't making it up in her thing. Like, the story was, like, very, like... I don't know. It wasn't fake. I knew it was. I don't think Ouija boards are fake.
I don't
think so either. Is it a demon connecting you, or is it actually a person? And so somewhere along the end of this series that she did, she had to end it because her spirit in her house, which she would believe was named T, that's her friend, you know, like mm-hmm. what I said. So this ghost came through named T, and so she was, like, stuck with Courtney for a while. And then she started doing, like, really scary things. And Courtney would say, stop doing that, T, and T would, like, continue doing it. So, and she, like, took the Ouija board to, like, a haunted place, like, a really haunted where a lot of demons are. So she feels like another ghost took over T and was pretending to be T. And so she had a demon, like, attached to her somehow. And so she had to, like, get rid of the board and stuff. It was a really scary time. Because I loved, like, seeing these Ouija boards, like, every Sunday where she would talk to T and ask her questions and stuff, you know. But, yeah, she had, like, buried the board and, like, sage her whole house. Like, so it was so scary. Weird. Yeah, a lot of people are like, Courtney, you're stupid for allowing this ghost into your house anyways. Yeah. But, like, it started out, like, playful where, like, she would hide Courtney's sunglasses. And she would talk, like, where'd you put my sunglasses? And then she would, it would be, like, the exact place that T said, like, her sunglasses were. And then one day, like, one night, she started, like, messing with the blinds, like, crazy. And she was really scary. She said her lights were, like, flickering or something like that. Like, it was, like, it started turning really bad. But T said that, like, she was in purgatory and that there was other ghosts in the house. It was, like, her mom's house or something like that. And, she talked to all the different ghosts, too. And T, she knew that she was 18, but she didn't know if she was 18 now or 18 when she died. She doesn't know which one she was. And that she doesn't remember anything about herself. That she doesn't remember who her family was. Like, who she was, like, what was her name. Like, her name was, she was called T in the purgatory with other ghosts. But she doesn't know if that was her name. She doesn't know what she looks like either. Like,
I'm so it's scared. Crazy.
I didn't mean to scare you, sorry. But, no. Yeah, but she said that, like, the purgatory was, like, the real world, but, like, run down. So that's what scares me, is that it's, like, upside down, like, where particles are flying, you know, and you see, like, a Demogorgon in the back, like, hanging out.
I just don't want to be alone, because yeah. I hate being alone, like.
Me too.
And, like, is in purgatory when you're a ghost?
Yeah, I think so.
So how long are people in purgatory?
That's the thing, is that people believe that purgatory is, like, ghosts are in purgatory because they have things to complete. That people who are murdered have to, like, find their murderer, you know?
Hmm.
Or, like, until they die. Like, one of my favorite books. It's called Phantom. And, it's a Harry Styles fan fiction.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's one of your favorite books.
It is! I have it published and stuff for myself.
Really?
Yeah, I, like, went in and I wrote it all. Like, ooh. So I know the story from the, like, front and back of my hand. Like, because it's my absolute favorite. And it was so well written, and she deleted it. So that's why I had to publish it, because she deleted it. I guess she didn't like her work. Her name was Tess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's like, this girl has to help this ghost boy, his name's Harry Styles. And he was murdered, so she has to try and help him find his murderer. And he's like, he's in purgatory, where, you know, he's trying to find...
Mm-hmm.
This
thank you
his murderer. But like, there's other ghost children, and like, it's, they're in purgatory until like the last person in their life like forgives himself for like letting the person die, or if the murderer died you go to heaven, or yeah, something like that. Like, if someone's finally moved on from your death, and then like that. Like, it's scary.
That's freaky.
Yeah. So that's what worries me, is that, like, I'm gonna be in purgatory forever, or I just wanna go straight to heaven.
Me too!
Like, just take me straight up there.
Is it, like, do you decide when you're ready?
No. It's like, if you get murdered, I mean...
Right, but, like...
In the book, like, as soon as someone forgives himself, like, you're gone. You're automatically in heaven. Mm. So if you make friends in purgatory, you can't really say goodbye. You're just gone.
Sad.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it kind of freaks me out.
Is it just like, am I never going to see my friends again?
Well, that's, like, the fear is that, like, it's over, you know? But, I mean, if you just go straight to heaven, then you should be fine. But a lot of people who are, like, dying say they see a white light, and that's the whole thing with heaven, is that you see a white light. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if you're dying, you see darkness, you know?
Yeah.
Some people do say they see darkness, but I feel like maybe they just weren't ready to
Yeah, but I also saw something that was, like, just their brain shutting down.
Yeah.
Like, that's what... And also that, like, your entire life flashes before your eyes.
I hope that's actually a thing. I want to see a movie before
me
I
too.
Die.
Me too. I want to see a nice little movie. Movie. Sitting in my bed watching movies.
Exactly. But isn't it... Well, there's, like, a thing on Tumblr. It was, like, if you ever feel like you're falling and you, like, wake up, that means, like, you're dying and the angels are carrying you up and they dropped you or something
like
that.
Like, I almost die every night Karen.
Exactly. But I, for a while, I really believe that because... I have severe asthma, and I feel like every time I, like, was falling and woke up, it was, like, in the middle of an asthma attack. So, for a while, I was like, wow, I keep on dying, and angels are like, come here! And then they're clumsy.
Oh my god, you do this every night!
Like, oh, this girl heavy! And so, yeah. So, for a while, I was like, yes, I believe that. I don't even believe that. Stupid.
I don't know. I feel like... I almost stop breathing, like, while I'm sleeping, like, every night.
That's not good.
Is that
that's
weird?
That's
is that just, like,
apnea.
A me thing?
Is that sleep apnea?
Is that what that is?
I think so.
I, like, stop breathing.
Yeah,
I
that's
have to, like,
not good.
Force myself to start breathing again, like, every night.
That's not a disorder, dog.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought this was just, like, a thing people...
No! I don't do that.
I just, like, lose breath for a minute.
No!
That's something that I've been...
No, you start breathing heavily when you go to bed. Sleep. Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
We've
no wonder why you're
something.
Having such weird pain because you're dying every
I'm not
night.
Dying every night. I get through it. I breathe.
You're gonna wake up one day.
Don't see it. Manifest that. Do you want me to die?
No, I don't. But that scares me.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
Now my ribs have been messed up lately.
Yeah.
Too.
Because you're not getting enough lung function.
Yeah. That's maybe I should go to the doctor.
I've been telling you to go to the doctor for weeks, dog.
I can't even breathe in, like, all the way, either. I should go to the doctor.
Yeah, you should. Oh, well, I think this is the end of the podcast.
Aww,
this is a good
so
conversation.
Much fun.
Yes. It's been a while. Yeah. Well, this is episode 4 of the Galaxy Brains podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. You can listen to us also on Anchor and SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And also Google Podcasts. Most of the streaming platforms you can find us on. Also follow us on Twitter at Galaxy Brains Pod and on Instagram at Galaxy Brains Podcast. You can listen to this on YouTube as well at Galaxy Brains Podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm Jen.
I'm Savannah.
And
thanks for listening.